Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 6. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
These are martyrs from the tribulation. These are not martyrs of the church age. We've already been raptured. The dead in Christ rose, and those who were alive and remain were caught up. These are people under the altar. Why an altar? Well, because an altar is where sacrifices are made. And these guys were having to sacrifice their lives to maintain their testimony, because what they were saying was, I believe what happened was the rapture. I believe this is God's hand turning the tables over on earth. And so what the world does is the world comes in and begins to kill people who will not get in line with them. And then the first 3.5 years, we saw the anarchy. They're going to kill one another. And as I said about the slaying with the cutting of the throat, that comes into play. You see why? You see, for the first 3.5 years, people are going to be given a green light to kill one another, those especially that do not get in lockstep with the rest of the world. Venezuela recently passed their own law where they were coming unglued, and so the guy who was in charge down there gave the order that it was okay to kill with impunity anyone that did not get in lockstep. The big picture is, where it happened on a little scale, it's now going to happen on a large scale. The Antichrist, or the powers that be, at this point it could be the Antichrist with others in the kings of the Confederacy, we're going to see later, they all get together, they say it's okay, and subsequently many martyrs, many people are going to be killed, and they're being killed for one reason, for the Word of God and the testimony which they held, which means they held to the Word of God. Now guys, we don't have to pay much for our walk with God today. We're going to feel bad looking back on it and say, man, I really missed the boat on that. But fact is that these people are not going to be able to be casual about their faith. It's going to cost them something. Even as it does in some nations today, whether it's Muslim nations and where Muslims have come to Christ and they've been killed, or whether it's in some places like India where people are killed because they don't get in lockstep with them, or communist nations like China and Russia where you can be killed because you believe in the Bible and take it as God's Word. But here it's going to be a national occurrence. And it says these guys are going to say in verse 10, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" So they've been students of Scripture. They know there's going to have to be a writing for the blood guiltiness. I want you to know something. We in America right now are living in a culture of death. The abortion problem in our country has mounted to the level of over 60 million babies having been slain since 1973. And God has seen every one of them. I don't weep for the babies. I weep for the conscience of the country. Our country has seared its own conscience. We call it a right when it's clearly a wrong. But the Bible tells us that a land will spew its inhabitants out. It will vomit its inhabitants out, because the blood will cry for vengeance. These guys are crying in cooperation with God's Word. They're saying, God, you said you're going to right the wrong. You're going to purge the blood. How long? They just want it to happen. Now, when you look at this, I want you to hold on to the words vomiting it out. This is what it says in the Bible, that the land vomited out the inhabitants of Canaan. And when Israel came in, because they had been so wicked and debauched, here it says that these guys have been martyred, and they're looking for that judgment that will come to right the wrong. But they were given white robes in verse 11, so they weren't even clothed there. They're, God, you're going to go get them? Go get them. I know, it seemed like long and drawn out for us. But when they arrive, they're given white robes, and they're told that they need to rest. Why? Because they need to rest, in verse 11, until their fellow servants also and their brethren should be killed, as they were, should be fulfilled. Now, what is it that they were killed for? Verse 9, their testimony. You see, these guys are giving their lives as a testimony. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When people are willing to give their life, that is a substantial indication to those who observe that kind of faith. These people really believe it. Maybe we need to look at what they believe. And this happened in Rome, when they would see people giving their lives in the Colosseums, and Rome ultimately gave way to the Christian influence because all of these people had something to die for. But in the tribulation, God's going to let many people become sacrificed to the sword because they have to give a testimony, and that's God's altar call to that generation. So many are going to be killed, and God's not through with that thing. If you want to put in your margin by that for your comfort, chapter 20 and verse 4, talks about these martyrs who were beheaded would be resurrected and given thrones. Chapter 20 and verse 4 of Revelation. Now the sixth seal is in verse 12. It says, "And I beheld, and when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places." Chapter 16 and verse 20 says that they would flee away in the final bowl judgments. Right here, God's just loosening them up. If you ever tried to do a demo project, you know, you got that 2x4, you get that baby loose. Then you bring in the jackhammer, bam, and that baby's out of there. He's loosening things up with this great earthquake. Now, as far as volcanoes are concerned, I want to bring this in because many people have wondered, where's America in the big picture? Where's America in prophecy? Well, it is very likely that America is not here anymore. Some people believe that so many in America as Christians are going to be raptured out. I've got a question about that. So a whole lot of people up in Congress I don't think are Christian. I'm just saying. They're voting for death, they're voting for death, they're voting for death. And I'm just sorry, they're not people who can be trusted. There's corruption everywhere from the bottom to the top, and it is bad. But people have suggested that. Where's America? Well, maybe they all got raptured out. All the good people are gone, so they're just kind of non-issue. No, I don't think so. However, the thing that has gotten our attention in recent days is Yellowstone. What is called a supervolcano with a 35 by 45 mile caldera, which is the top of a volcano. It has all kinds of earmarks of that which is about to erupt. It is a continent killer. Imagine, if you would, if this volcano blew, which, by the way, they've had to shut it down several times in recent years. Since 2003, all kinds of things have been had because they're looking at this baby and it is moving. 10 centimeters a year it is moving. Already, they can judge that. 10 centimeters, that's about that high. Everything is moving like that. And Old Faithful is blowing up his steam because that's the volcano underneath it. And what they're saying is that this baby is fixing to blow. They don't know when, but they know it will blow. It's just a matter of time. They at one point thought it might be about 2070. They've revised that by 50 years. They're thinking 2020. They don't know. I'm just telling you what those who are in high positions are saying. If it blows, it will destroy and kill immediately everybody within 100 miles. And everybody within 500 miles would be made sick unto death, a little slower death. And the debris and fallout would mean that people in America on the east side would probably be trying to get away from America. Our country has made agreements with several nations to take the people if that blows. That's how serious they're taking it. Read it again. A great earthquake. The sun become black as sackcloth of hair. You know what happens, right? Big cloud. This is huge. 35 by 45, it's kilometers, I believe, is the top of it alone. When it goes, what kind of smoke cloud are you going to get out of something like that? The Bible says a great earthquake. This could be America. You're coming from America. Pushing everybody into a place of cataclysmic thinking. And what do we need to do? And we need a leader and so forth, like the guy in verse 2. But this is happening after all that other stuff. It would seem a continuum because it says that the sun became black as sackcloth of hair and the moon became blood. What that means, I believe, if we could plug in the volcano idea, is that that soot is going to be kind of a filter when you see the moon, if you see it at all. The Bible talks about it being dark for a third of the day. Later, Matthew 24 and 29 talks about this as well, this very same thing. Jesus said this stuff would happen, but here it is. Verse 13 says, "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Think in terms of lava flying through and falling. It would look like stars falling to John's sensibilities. He doesn't know about airplanes and cars and mechanical things. It'll look like fire falling, and maybe like stars look when they fall. Verse 14 says, "And heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together." It's almost like this big cloud coming across, okay? The white sky is like being folded up. It's pretty interesting. What I'm saying to you is, this is a new development. I've been studying this for years, and I've often think, well, maybe it's a nuclear thing, but you know, we have this guaranteed mutual destruction doctrine in America, right? They shoot at us, we'll wipe them out as it's coming. So nothing seems to happen like that. This is something that would take America right off of the map and much of Canada. And you know there's been clusters, right? 2,500 different earthquakes over the past 2 or 3 months. 25 all around the outskirts of Yellowstone. 2,500 earthquakes. Two huge ones down in Mexico. One was an 8 and one was a 7 Richter scale kind of thing. So we're looking at some pretty serious times. The Bible says that the heaven departed as a scroll rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved. God shook them loose. And I put in there 16:20 because it tells them they're going to be gone eventually. But right now they're just being shaken loose. And in verse 15 it says, "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks and the mountains." Why? Because in verse 16, they said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" What's remarkable about this is that they know what's going on. The Left Behind series sold more than any series of novels in the history of printing. People know about the Left Behind series because people devoured them. And people who are lost. In fact, Scott could tell you, he read those babies, and by the time I got to him, he says, "Tell me, what do I need to do? I need to get saved," because he said, "This stuff's going to be bad." And a lot of people were in that. Maybe didn't have somebody to ask and lead them. What I'm saying to you is that as it was said in the days of Noah, it was going to rain. It's going to be bad. People don't believe this is going to happen in our day. But we've got so many pictures. God bringing everybody to heel with hurricanes and with fires on the West Coast, with volcanic possibilities and all these earthquakes. And if this earthquake in Yellowstone were to blow as a supervolcano could blow, it will affect volcanoes across the world. They believe there will be a billiard ball effect. It's so big that even on the other side of the earth there could be rumblings that would open up some things there. Guys, Jesus is coming. And we're going to be out of here for this. But there are people that you know who are not saved yet. Might be you today. But there are people you know who are not saved. They need to get saved. And we sit back, as Pink Floyd Animals album said, harmlessly passing our time in the grassland away. You want to know what church is about? It's about getting our armor on and getting the message out. That's what it is, to get our armor on and the message out. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirit of darkness in high places. We are dealing with the devil today. He is pervasively having a heyday. Beloved, we need to get our game faces on. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.